Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. Tonight, we have an exciting show for you. So if this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, thank you so much. But if you are a longtime listener, thank you as well. We look forward to your comments, to speaking with you in the chat room, and all the questions that you have about issues concerning women. Well, tonight I have a special guest, and her name is Jennifer Hyman. She is the author of It's the Perfect Gift. I'm making her a book author now. But she is the CEO and soon to be author, because I know that that is one of the things that has been commissioned for her, and whether she admits it or not, she is going to write that book one of these days. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you my friend, my partner in business, and an awesome, awesome woman, Jennifer Hyman. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I am doing great, Francine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it is my pleasure and my delight, as always, to speak with you. This has been a long time overdue. We've been talking about this how long now?
Oh, my goodness, I forgot.
But I am so pleased that you are on the air with me tonight. And you see, I've already gave you a new title, author.
I see.
So so now you're just going to have to walk that thing out, girl, which is absolutely awesome. Today, and we want to talk about women in business. This is Women's Month. We're celebrating women in history, and we are our own history, and, you know, we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us, but now we're here to make history in our own time and be a legacy and leave a legacy for our family and for our children.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to have Jennifer on the show tonight. Jennifer, I want you to take a few minutes and just tell everybody a little bit about who you are, about It's the Perfect Gift, and and then we'll just go from there.
Okay, great. Well, as Francine said, I am a business owner, and I wish I could say that being an author is the first time I've heard that tonight, but I've heard it a few times before, so that is definitely a path that I'm going to have to walk one of these days. But what I do is I am a woman who owns a business, who uses those opportunities to help other women better themselves. One of the ways that we do that is with our gifting business. We help people appreciate those around them. We help them to recognize people that have done things for them. We help them to say thank you. We help them to build stronger customer relationships. We help businesses build better client relationships. So we try to show not only the business, but the average person, the everyday person, usually the mom or the mother or the sisters or the aunties, as you know, most homes are run by us. So, you know, we're the ones that are usually doing that. So we try to show you how, on a budget, to still be able to let people know how great you are to have them in your life, how much you appreciate the things that they do for you, and how much you recognize the value they bring into your life as well.
Absolutely wonderful. Jennifer, you started this business how long ago? Tell us how long ago, and I know that you have your husband, Stephen, is a big part of your business.
Absolutely.
So tell us how that came about, because I know that's an interesting story.
Yes, very interesting story how Stephen and I met. And we've actually been married now. This is our 28th year. We've been married twice to each other, the first time just for ourselves and the second time for the family with the big dress and the big wedding and all the fireworks that went along with that. So most of the time people do their wedding renewal at 25 years. We did ours at a year and a half. So, yeah, a little bit different there. But I met him down in South Carolina where I was raised. He's actually from New York, but he had a brother that went to school with me in Carolina, and I met him there. And that was more than 34 years ago. And we've been married now for 28. So we were friends long before we became partners, which is wonderful. And we started our business. We actually started by using the product that we are selling. And after many years of using it, we realized how much money we were spending with someone else's business and thought, well, you know what? If we're going to make money for them, why not make money for ourselves? And that's when we started. So we really got started about probably 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago is when we really got started. Before that, we were just sort of dabbling in it here and there. You know, when someone would say they needed something, we would supply that need. And then we realized, you know what, if we put a little effort into this and really market it, this could work. And that's what we've done. So we've been marketing it to, as I said, to small business, large business, hotels, you name it. Anyone that has a client that they appreciate, this is a product that they can use. But it's not for everyone, as no product is. However, everyone could use it.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, it sounds like it's a perfect way to get a perfect gift. So I love the title of your business.
And that's so because it is the perfect gift. It does not fail to satisfy or impress or supply whatever the need is. It does not fail in that arena. So it is the perfect gift.
Great. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and they're just listening to the show tonight and they think that and everybody needs something, you know, Easter's coming up and Mother's Day. Tell how they can get in touch with you and how if you're having any specials coming up, you know, in the near future, tell us about that.
Right. Okay. Well, the easiest way to reach me is on Facebook. You can contact me through the business page called It's the Perfect Gift. It's is a part of the name, so it's the Perfect Gift. You can also reach us through our website, www.itsthepperfectgift.com. You can reach me simply by emailing me at jennifer@itsthepperfectgift.com or through my cell at 757-270-3933. And, of course, on Facebook, just under my name, Jennifer Hyman.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, I know with your program, you offer gifts and incentives. Now, I know that some folks are interested in, like, a personal concierge. Is that something that your business can do for them?
Absolutely. The way that the program works, which is what makes it so perfect, is that basically you decide how many gifts you need, how much money you want to spend. Give me that list, the date that they need to be there, the address where they need to go, or even an email, which is wonderful because so many people are on the computer, we can even send their gift via email. We can send you reminders on those dates to let you know that on this date, this gift is going out to this person. This is what the cost is. It gives you time to change it if you want to, you know, get them a bigger gift or reduce the gift, what have you. The gifts range in price anywhere from $30 all the way to $1,000, which means they meet every single budget and program that you may have. Once you decide how much you want to spend on that gift and where you want that gift to go and when you want that gift to be there, then the recipient chooses whatever gift they want. They never know what you spent for the gift, but they think you're wonderful because what I do is, especially if it's via email, I send them a personal note from you to let them know how great they are to you, how much you think of them, how much you appreciate them, and that you simply wanted them to know by selecting whatever gift they want from the selections provided. And usually they're going to have anywhere from 35 to 50 gifts to make their selection from.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
yes,
what's wonderful is that the gifts, even though you may spend $30 for it, let's say you get the least expensive gift we have, which is the variety gift pack,
mm-hmm.
you spend $30 for it, but they can go to any store, look for the one of the gifts that's in that selection, and that gift is going to cost anywhere from $35 to $50, depending upon what store they're in. If they go to Sears to find it, they're going to spend $50 for it. If they go to Walmart to find it, they're going to spend about $35 to $37 for it. But here's the difference. Our gift is brought to your door.
Wow.
You don't have to leave home. You don't have to get dressed to go outside. All you have to do is turn your computer on, pick the gift you want. In about a week, UPS or FedEx or whatever the delivery service in your area is going to drop that gift right at your door. And it costs you nothing. There's
that
no shipping charge on it. And get this, you have 180 days from the time that you receive that gift to change your mind if you decide you want to get something else.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yes.
I don't know who does that anymore.
No one. We stand alone. In that. Ribbon is the parent company of the service that we offer. They've been around for nearly 40 years, and they have always had a 180-day satisfaction guarantee, not just for the person receiving the gift, but if you purchase the gift yourself because you want to have it on hand so that if you ever need it, you've got it right there with you, there's even a 180-day satisfaction period for you.
Oh, great.
Yes.
That's an awesome guarantee. And I know that this business, every organization or company, because, you know, they do incentives, they could use this wonderful program. So tonight, since we're on the air and we have the airwaves at our disposal, we want to give out the information again about how they can get in touch with you because, you know, sometimes you got to keep repeating things over and over again for people to get it seven times before they get it the first time. So I want you to repeat the website address and your contact information so that folks can get in touch with you, and then we'll get right back into our segment.
Okay. All right. Well, again, the website, if they just want to go to the site and shop, it's www.itstheperfectgift.com. They can reach us on Facebook at It's the Perfect Gift. They can also reach me on Facebook under my name, Jennifer Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N, and they can reach me by phone at 757-270-3933. And just to mention, one of the promotions that they'll see when they go to the site is on the variety gift pack that I was talking about for $30.
Mm-hmm.
Normally five gifts would cost you $150, but with the promotion that's going on, you can buy five gifts and only pay for four. So that means you can get four gifts for those other folks and still have one for yourself.
Oh, right. Well, that's the kind of shopping I like to do. I get a return for my investment.
Exactly.
And absolutely. Because we have to make the most of our money. We know that everything that is happening now, we are looking at what we're doing, and we're looking at our passion and looking at the businesses that we're getting involved with, and what I love about It's the Perfect Gift, you don't have to be at home. You could be, you don't have to be in Virginia, you could be in Florida, you could be in California, you could be anywhere, and you can ship the gift to them. Isn't that awesome and wonderful? So I have to tell everybody that last year I had the great pleasure of winning one of Jennifer's contests. Now, y'all have to go on Facebook and check her out because she has contests all the time where you
can
win things and participate. I won this awesome kit, makeup kit and carrying bag, and it has three pieces. Now, let me tell y'all about me. I carry my bag for a purse, okay? It's so cute. And then I still have two other little bags that I can tuck inside my big shoulder bag when I'm, you know, going out. And if I need a makeup kit, I can tuck it in my big bag. And or if I need to just run into the store, I can pull that bag out and take it into the grocery store and carry it as my purse. So I enjoy it. I use it all the time. And I want you to know that she is all about her business. She loves what she does. And she's happy all the time. She smiles everywhere she goes. And I met Jennifer many years ago, and I was like, ooh, she has some pretty stuff on her table, you know. And I've always admired her and her husband out there working together as a team. So we salute you, Jennifer Hyman, as one of the leading women in the community and what you're doing, and we really appreciate what you do in the community.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
I was just going to say one of the great things that makes it makes me happy is actually just helping other people. You know, a lot of times you, as you say many times, you never know what someone's going through, and sometimes just smiling at someone makes their day. And to give them a gift when there's no occasion makes them feel even better, because everyone just loves to be appreciated. And sometimes you just have to do that for folks. You just need to give something away. So we love giving things away. So that's why we're always having some type of contest, something to give somebody something, where all you have to do is just come to our page and say hi sometimes. You don't even have to buy anything. Just stop by and say hi.
Great. That is so awesome. I want everyone to know that Jennifer also is a motivational speaker, and I've had the pleasure of several times being in her presence when she's been at the podium and just speaking to the audience about being an entrepreneur. And so, Jennifer, I would like for you to take a few moments to just encourage somebody who, a woman or a man or family that wants to start a business, just give them some, you know, words of encouragement.
Okay. Well, I tell you, the first thing you really need to recognize is that everyone has a dream of something they want to do. I mean, even if you're working a job, your dream is not to make your boss happy. Your dream is not to build your boss that big house. Your dream is to have that for yourself. And unfortunately, having a job is not going to give you that. That's not saying a job is not necessary, because it is. It pays the bills. It's the seed money for you. But what you really want to do is find out what you're passionate about. And when you find out what you're passionate about, then what you want to do is find a way to get paid for it. You know, if you're passionate about, I'm a carpenter at heart. I love building things. I like tearing things down and building them back up again. If you find what you like doing, find a way to be paid for it. I'm also a salesperson at heart. This is why I'm in this business. Not everyone is going to be a salesperson. Not everyone is going to be a carpenter. But everyone has something that's in them that is just for them. You need to find out what that thing is. You need to take a few minutes and meditate on the word. Find out what it is that is in the path for you. Once you find that out, trust and believe that there are people around you that are waiting to help you. And with, even with Francine has such a fear of influence that if you're talking to her about something you want to do, I can guarantee you that she knows someone that can help you get there. She knows someone that can put a hand out for you to say, hey, sure, I'll be glad to help you with that. But you have to first find out what it is that gets you excited. Once you do that, the rest is easy. The rest will fall in place. But you have to find out what drives you, what's going to motivate you, what's going to get you up to do something. Because if you're working, if you're putting 40 hours a week into your job, you should do no less than half of that for your own personal fulfillment. Because if you're not doing that, that means working for someone else's dream is more important than anything you want for yourself. And that is not what we were put here for. So I encourage you to find out what motivates you, find out what excites you, and then find someone to help you do it.
Absolutely wonderful. And those words of encouragement are great, and I hope that whoever's listening tonight, or even when they listen in the archives, I know that they will be inspired by what you said. And the bottom line is invest in yourself, because we know that we have to work somewhere. We have to do something. And I know when I first started my business, I worked for a company, and they promised me they were going to carry me with them to the new building, and I was working so hard, and I kept seeing them driving up in new cars, and I was still riding my little putt-putt. And when they moved, it was like, oh, we've overspent, and we just don't have the budget to carry you with us. I was so disheartened and heartbroken, but you know, it just made me realize that if I could do that for them, and make them wish, why couldn't I do it for myself?
Absolutely.
And what, you know, what's keeping me from being my own boss and writing my own schedule? You know, nothing but me.
No.
You know, so
yeah.
No, we're not telling anybody to go quit your job today.
No.
Don't call me and say, Miss Jennifer and Miss Francine told me to quit my job. That's
not
what we're saying.
We are not advocating that, but you do need to make sure that in addition to that job, you're doing something for yourself. And if it's not anything you want to get paid for, volunteer and do it, because anything that you will do for free, that is also the thing that will drive you to make money. So,
absolutely.
But definitely keep your job, because you got to pay for your business in the beginning. Until your business can pay for itself, you've got to pay for that business. So keep your job, but remember that you matter also. Do something for yourself. As Francine just said, invest in your own self.
Absolutely. And you have to decide that you want to make a change. And you can start with a small change, you know, just, you know, learning about the business that you want to get into, contacting Jennifer, you know, see how she runs her business. Jennifer is a great mentor, and especially for young people love her. She has just that spirit about her. And she encourages them, you know, to go out there and do what you want to do, whether it's go to school or learn about running a restaurant, or you want to be a beautician. You have to first find the tools that are going to help you get what you need. And if mentorship is one of those things, and you're here in Hampton Roads, and it really doesn't matter anymore where you are, you can contact Jennifer Hyman on Facebook under her name, or It's the Perfect Gift. And she'll be more than happy to help you. She talks about me, but she's also an inspiration to others as well. And that's why I know that she won't mind if you contact her and say, you know what, Ms. Jennifer Hyman, I want to start a business. Can you help me? She'll be more than happy to do that.
Absolutely.
Jennifer
Absolutely.
Was on our panel, in January at the Business and Leadership Conference. And so, Jennifer, can you just tell them a little bit about that experience and some of the things that you've been doing since the conference?
Absolutely. I tell you, that conference, I mean, some of the speakers that were there were just phenomenal. And I believe Dr. Horton said it best. He said that he came to the conference to give his presentation, but he actually got fed himself. So he realized, even though he came there to share information with the rest of us that were there, he actually came to get it for himself. It wasn't that he needed to be taught anything, but he needed to be re-motivated. He needed to have the fire lit in him a little bit more so that he could go out there with an even greater drive to do what he needed to do. And there were speakers that were going for 2 days, back to back to back, just giving little nuggets, little pieces of information that you could take with you. And this was not your typical conference where you go, you sit, you listen, and I believe Coach Lalisa said it, that you just get all of this information, you have all of these nice little folders, you get your ink pens and you get your pens, and you hear all these people talking and you take notes, and then you leave the conference and it's over. That's not what these conferences are like. These conferences, when we're there, not only are we getting inspiration, we're getting information, we're being motivated. And remember, you're the only one that can motivate you. Others can inspire you, but you're the only one that can motivate you to do anything. But what's different is that when that conference is over, guess what we've done? We've gotten names, we've gotten numbers, we've gotten email addresses, and we're keeping in touch to see, what are you doing with the information you receive? What can we do to help you move a little further, move a little faster, even get started? We've got another one coming up in October. Now, you don't have to wait until October to talk to us. You can call us at any time. As Francine just said, we will be glad to speak with you. But we've got another conference coming up in October that has even more to offer. Why more? Because since the last conference, we've all been doing things to build ourselves up so that at the next conference, we've got new information to give you. We've got more things to get you excited about. We've got successes that we're going to tell you about. Now, I'm not going to tell you now because you need to come and listen. But
that's right.
There are so many things happening to the people that were at these conferences that you will just not believe it. And trust me when I say I've gone to many conferences, And most of them are just like Coach Larissa said, you get the information, you take all these notes, you walk away, and that's the end of it. Not with this conference, because you've got people calling you and beeping you saying, what's going on? How are you doing? Just wanted to say hi. That keeps you motivated because you become accountable to somebody and they become accountable to you.
Absolutely. I can tell you guys that it was wonderful, the Business and Leadership Conference, and the one in October is called the Entrepreneurship Revolution.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. It's going to be an explosion. And
yes,
I was actually on the radio show with Coach Lalisa this morning, and I talked about the East Coast Connection. So that's New Jersey, New York, Virginia, and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
if you're listening and you want to be a part of this, you just need to contact myself at 757-567-6734 or send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can contact Jennifer, and Jennifer's going to give you her information again.
It's 757-270-3933, or you can send me an email at Jennifer@itstheperfectgift.com. Or again, you can find me on Facebook under Jennifer Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N.
Absolutely great. There are constant factors in our lives that we are always going to need to be learning and need to be growing. We want to surround ourselves with people who want to succeed. Now, Jennifer said something at the last conference, and I never will forget what she said. If you're the smartest person in your group, you need to find some new people to hang out with, okay? And she can say that to me. I'm paraphrasing. So, Jennifer, if you want to jump in there on that.
That's because someone said it to me, and I've always remembered it like you. If you are the smartest person in your group, then you need to find a new group. Because if you're the smartest person in that group, guess what? No one's motivating you. No one's inspiring you. Because you're the one that's doing all of the inspiring. And no matter how great you are, you still need to have someone greater than you to feed you.
That is so true. We are pursuing our dreams to do what we love, and therefore we love what we do. And you can tell just by listening to us, we love what we do. We know that we are walking in the path that has been ordained for us. We are on the move. It ain't no stopping us. Now autumn looks these days, honey. We are just ready to go. So, Jennifer, we have about 2 minutes left. So I want you to just talk a little bit more about It's the Perfect Gift. So in case somebody's just tuning in, just, you know, describe it a little bit and, again, how they can contact you to get started on your program.
Absolutely. Well, again, the gifting program is very simple. You decide how much you want to spend for your gift. You decide where that gift needs to go and when it needs to be there, and you let me know, and I take care of the rest. I take care of mailing the gift for you. I take care of sending out the note for you. I bill you by credit card, PayPal, or even the Foursquare. We can pretty much take care of any type of payment. The recipient chooses the gift they want, so you no longer have to have that headache of trying to figure out what someone needs or what they would like. They choose what they want. They get exactly what they want, which makes it the perfect gift because they selected it. They have no idea what you paid for it. They only know that you sent them this great gift. They got to choose what they want, and there was a perfect note to go along with it, letting them know how much you appreciate them. So, again, you can reach me on Facebook at It's the Perfect Gift or under my name, Jennifer Hyman. Visit the website at www.itstheperfectgift.com, or you can give me a quick phone call at 757-270-3933. And, again, the promotion that we have going now is with the Ribbon Variety Gift Pack, which is 5 gifts for the price of 4. Instead of paying $150, you're only paying $120. So it's like getting a gift for yourself for free.
Absolutely fantastic. Jennifer Hyman, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to have you back on and, so that we can talk a little bit more because, you know, 30 minutes goes by so quick. And we only have like 33 minutes left, but those who are tuning in to the show, thank you so very, very much. Come back. We have a special show tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have Colin Cannon from North Carolina on, and she has a new book called There's Power in the Waiting. But Jennifer,
yes.
Hyman, thank you so very, very much. I appreciate
thank
you.
For
I celebrate
me.
You
God
in
bless
this.
You.
Yes, and this Women's Month of Celebration. We're on the move, and anybody that is listening, I hope that you enjoy the show. We will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell a friend about issues concerning women. Good night.
Good night.